It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This Ace Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
The sign by Langoliers, the wine and the 0-2 from Mason Miller. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider, and it is 7 no-hit innings for Mason Miller.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. This was a game today that just reminds you how good these guys can be. Explosive, dynamic, athletic, power, pitching. Now, they're going to struggle to close games out. That's going to be a problem for them and maybe something that they're going to address later on. And we got a long way to go till we get to the trading deadline. But this is a team that won, 101 games last year. They won the division. I know some people picked the Yankees again this year once Juan Soto showed up. But this Orioles team is uber talented, and they're going to be uber talented for a long time. And it's first-round draft picks, but it's not all first-round draft picks. They've hit on a bunch of college guys. It is unbelievable when you look at their drafts. They have two really quality high school guys and 17 guys they've drafted out of college that are going to be factoring for them for the next few years. So Mike Elias, who came over from the Houston Astros, is building something that I think a lot of people are going to try to emulate in the next few years. Vince Cotroneo joins us from Camden Yards. And Vince, this is a great one where you just say, hey, the other guys get paid too.
Yeah, they're really good. And like you mentioned, they proved it. Henderson, Rutschman, Mountcastle, Westberg, Mullins, Couser, all homegrown and in the starting lineup today. That's something else that not a lot of teams can boast and have them perform at the level that they're performing. So this is a model that is primed to have a good stretch of games here in Birdland and try to make the most of it. They are a talented team, and you know, it was amazing what the A's were able to do on Friday night, because they were riding high. They had won 8 of 10, averaging 6 runs a game. And then the A's, you know, really kind of quieted them by allowing only the 2 runs. And a lot of credit to Stripling and, of course, McFarland, Spence, and, of course, Mason at the end. But when you're this good, what they have is what the A's aspire to have, and that is the belief that you may shut us down for a game. You're not going to shut us down for a week, or in the A's case, shut you down for 9 consecutive games scoring 3 runs or less. That's just a tough way to get it done.
Yeah, what is it, 11 out of 12 games now are 3 runs or less, something like that?
It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, it's so 8. It's
every game on the trip, and then you won, you scored 6 against the Cardinals, and then you lost the first 2 games against the Cardinals, 3-1 and 3-2. So your answer is yes.
Yes, 11 out of 12. Wow. I don't want to keep that running stat, but unfortunately, it's in my mind and it is there. And when you talk about utilizing like your organization, utilizing every bit you can, a lot of credit's going to go to Mike Elias, but you look at Mountcastle. He was drafted in 2015. This is from a completely different regime. They're getting every ounce of talent they can get out of their system, dating back to well before this GM showed up.
Yeah, for sure. And but this is a guy that's been able to stay in the lineup, and now he's been able to watch this thing turn around. He was around for some really dark days here, losing well over 100 games, and a new manager in Brandon Hyde coming in. And a lot of people thought, okay, well, here's Hyde. Has a little bit of a cachet, worked with Joe Maddon. He coached with the Cubs in the World Series and things of that nature. But once we get good, we're going to go find somebody else. And Elias said, no, this is our guy. Won 83 games 2 years ago, just missed the playoffs. They were eliminated on September 30th 2 years ago, 101 last year. Now, they got swept in the first round, but this is a club that's going to come back for more and maybe try to make that run of, you know, what we've seen the Astros do, which is seven straight years going to the ALCS. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but they're going to be a team that, figures like, you know, we're going to be playing into October. We expect to go deep at least more than once.
You know, I was asked last night after you left about a lineup and what would I do, and I started looking at all the names, and it's like, this is what you got. If you can't, Mark Kotze, he can only play the players that he has. He's got 13 position players, and you're trying to juggle every way you can, but I don't see a actual lineup that I would say, you know, if I had to go with one. I mean, it's very tough for Mark Kotze. I mean, when you really just look at the 13 names to select from, it's not easy.
And that's why you see him mix and match and try to find a combination to get it done. The A's just played the Yankees, and I know they're a different animal. But in all four games, the only change they made in their lineup was the catcher. Two games for Trevino and two games for Austin Wells. You come into this series, and it's going to be Henderson, Rutschman, Mountcastle, Santander, some combination of that at the top of the lineup. Mullins is in there. Westberg is in there. They catch McCann today. They rest Rutschman. Kowser's playing every day at the bottom of the lineup right now. Mateo played at second base today. So, I mean, what the point is, they've got much more consistency in their lineups and where they're going to place guys and where they're expected to hit. The A's are not at that place. I mean, they're trying to discover, trying to see, first of all, who can stay, who can stick, and then after they can stick, can they perform? After they perform, where can you put them in the lineup, and can you surround that player with other players that protect each other, that allow them to have a chain of offense that the A's just don't have right now? And just, I mean, you're down. I mean, I said it, you know, the A's gave up three runs in the fourth inning in a span of six pitches, and then scored more than three runs, right, in the last bunch of games. So the thought that they were going to come back and win the game, not to say they couldn't do it because they still had a bunch of innings, but they haven't shown the ability to do it. We haven't seen a big inning in eons. And so that's been what Mark Kotze and the staff are challenged with every day when they look at that group of players you're talking about, those 13 players, and they say, okay, who bats where, who gives us a chance to find some offense?
Do we head to the Inner Harbor tonight? What are we doing?
No, we don't. Inner Harbor's, you know, it's full of people that don't know Baltimore. Those of us that have some people that know Baltimore are going to Nick's Fish House, which is a local place, good joint. My wife and my son-in-law and my daughter and my grandson are meeting me there and ready to get the night started. They're going to crack a bunch of crabs. I can't do it, or else I'll be on crutches.
I was about to say,
but I'll find some seafood that fits my blood profile, and I'll go from there.
God bless you. God bless you. I know. You know what though? You're with the. Is grandchild in town?
Yeah. Callum's here. He was at the game last night.
That's awesome.
He was on the field during batting practice. Yeah, he took the whole tour of Camden Yards. It was a big night for Cal. What's unfortunate, I didn't think about this. Jenny Kavanaugh said I should have done this, and I known. Should have had Cal take a picture with Cal, because Cal Ripken Jr. was at the game last night.
Yes,
How cool would that have been?
That would have been
a picture
league.
With Cal. That would have been awesome.
I mean, that's something that you put on the wall forever.
Yeah, something like that, for sure.
All right. Well, have a good time tonight.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
So I really thought the start of that fourth inning, Gunnar Henderson hits the double, but you get two strikeouts. It's two outs. And then it was back-to-back pitches on the inner half. And I know we're not in a visual scenario here. We're in an audio. But if you were watching the game when they first scored, J.P. Sears cannot live inner half to right-handed hitters, especially with off-speed stuff on the inner half to right-handed hitters. Because what do? They're just going to turn on it. And you got to hope they hook it foul. And when these guys, what's happening is they're falling in love with their sweepers because their sweepers are so effective. But a sweeper to a left-hander, to a left-handed hitter, is devastating because it's like a frisbee. It's a horizontal break. It's just like a straight horizontal break. It's like a frisbee that's coming right at the hitter and then poof goes away like a UFO, just straight across the line. But to a right-handed hitter, that means you're coming right into my happy zone. It's happy days. And Fonzie's at the plate. See, you're gonna spin because it's basically just spinning. There's no depth to it. There's no vertical break to it. It's all horizontal. And it's spinning. It's kind of flat. Not completely flat. But to a right-handed hitter, you know, right-handed hitters, some great pitchers, we would see Brett Anderson do this. When he really had it going, he could drop that hard slider onto the back foot of a right-handed hitter. Because that had horizontal and vertical. This is just a vertical, that's why they call it a sweeper. It's just sweeping across. And that thing's just spinning, and you're coming right into the happy zone of a right-handed pull hitter. It's screaming, hit me, hit me. So that's why you got to hope he gets too much of it and he hooks it foul. But if he doesn't hook it foul, that's what happened with Santander. Then you hang a changeup on the inner half. A left-hander hanging a changeup to a right-handed hitter? No! I mean, it's just disaster. I'm sitting there watching this going, no, no, no. You're not going to win that way. So for J.P. Sears, it's got to be a learning experience that, you know, in today's baseball, you're just basically going to face right-handed lineups if they got them. We do it. Everybody does it. Lefties on the mound, we're going to play the splits game. Some left-handers will tell you now when you talk to them in spring training, hey, what do you work on? They'll be like, you know, I don't really face that many left-handed hitters anymore because they just stack the right-handed lineup. So you got to really have good stuff. You got to have hard in and soft away. You got to keep them off balance away. If you're going to leave, let's face it. You're a right-handed hitter and you got to the big leagues and you hit in the middle of the order. You got here because you can turn on balls. That's why. You're not a punch and Judy guy. You're hitting in the middle of the order. Major League Baseball is a right-handed hitter. You got here because you can square it up. And if you're flipping me up a breaking ball into the inner half, oh, not good. But offense, yeah, a lot to get to there. 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Just think about it. Somebody throws out a number, and you go, oh, okay. But then you investigate, and you go, ugh. We'll talk about it next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
I wish I had a magic wand. I wish I could go Harry Potter on you and make an offense go. I mean, I'm just going to give my opinions on Sears, but I mean, if you can't score, what are we talking about? What's this, the fourth shutout of the year? I had to go back to today's game notes because I know just going through my scorebook, I'm like, that's 11 out of 12 that they've scored three runs or less. Well, here you go. Here's the game nuts. The A's have scored 3 runs or fewer in each of the last 8 games. So make that now 9. And 18 of 27. So that's really 19 of 28. 19 of 28. Wow. So that would be the A's scored 3 in each of the last 8. So last 9, 11 of 12, and 19 of 18. You are putting so much pressure on your pitching staff. And that, if you've listened to the show, and I'm going to get to your calls at 833-625-2278, that's what scares me. Because if you're thinking like I'm thinking, then you're thinking like I'm thinking, and we're thinking like J.P. Sears and everybody else in the starting rotation. He just gave up 3 runs in the 4th inning. Had 2 outs and ended up giving up 3 runs. Is he walking off that mound thinking, oh boy, I just blew it? And is every other pitcher going, oh. It's human nature. Your offense doesn't score. Pitchers are going to feel like if they give up any runs, it's over. And it's a bad feeling, and it starts to become something that's not good for the clubhouse. Because all of a sudden you got pitchers looking at hitters going, hey, man, you guys going to help out? You guys going to join the party? I mean, you're now going to feel like as a starting pitcher, if you give up any runs, it's lost. I just lost. I gave up 3 runs. And you could say, that's negative. And I go, yeah, I don't want to be negative. I mean, obviously tomorrow, you win tomorrow, you take 2 out of 3. Awesome. Incredible, right? 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, split with the Yankees. I'm saying successful road trip even though the A's got swept in Cleveland. If the A's win tomorrow, it's a super successful road trip. No question in my mind. Standards change with teams. I would say 2 out of 3, split with New York, successful. I'll wear the losses to Cleveland. Now you lose tomorrow, I would say there's some hope. They still gave you some hope because it could have been much worse. But I don't want the pitchers to start getting to a point to where, I mean, if I know they've scored 3 runs or less the last 9, 12 of 13, and 19 of 28 overall. If I know that, the guys who are getting paid, they know that. And you don't want pitchers thinking like that. All right, let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, lead us off here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's up, Tommy? In this loss today, you got to take a silver lining. They beat us. We didn't beat ourselves today. They hit him. Tip your cap. But we'll come back for it tomorrow. But I'm from where I see it, and I don't see it from the A side. I'm just seeing it from the fan side. I thought they missed a real opportunity. With Jacob Wilson hitting the way he is, and people say, well, it's double A. Well, if you're that good, you should dominate down there. That's a fact. But for 10 days, they could have called him up and said, look, you're just here for 10 days, kid. We're going to give you a test. If he shows up and rakes, well, then you've got a good dilemma. But I think they wasted an option bringing Hernandez back because he hadn't had that many at-bats down there at Triple-A. And if you bring Wilson up, like I say, he does real well. Well, you've got a good dilemma. If he doesn't, you send him back after 10 days when Gelof is better. And it's a win-win for everybody. You saved options on Hernandez. You've only started options on Wilson. I thought that would have been a better, more prudent choice. But the one thing I will say the other day on A's Cast, Tony, you were mentioning about the double plays, and I think it was the Philadelphia A's that turned the most double plays, and you made a comment. You said, well, most of our fans wouldn't have been around for that or seen that. And I thought for sure when you said that you were going to say, well, except for Mike in Texas.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do you like that.
I'm sure you would, but it's okay. I would have laughed all the way. I'd have laughed harder than you would have.
I would never, ever, ever throw one of my beloved callers under the bus. I have never, ever, ever done that in my career.
Oh, it would have been okay. It would have been funny.
You're like family really to me. You guys are like family to me. I would never rip or take a shot at any of you.
No worries. But
by the way, did you know the answer to that? Did you?
I'm not going to answer that one on the case I may incriminate myself on that one now.
Hey, man, not everybody got to meet Connie Mack, you know what I mean?
Oh, see, there we go. There's Townie.
See, I'm trying to be glass half full today. I'm trying to be sunshine, lollipops, unicorns.
We just got beat by a better team today. Let's just say, hey, okay.
That's fine.
We have a chance.
I'm okay with that.
They really are a better team.
There's no doubt. They are. If you do the tail of the tape, they're a much better fighter than we are. They're young.
Absolutely.
They're younger. They're more athletic. They're better. They won 101 games last year. They're going to win the East this year. The only thing about them is their bullpen stinks. That's the only – if there's an Achilles heel, and I know it's a tendon, not a – but the Achilles heel to this team is they can't close games out. Ever since Bautista went down and had Tommy John, Kimbrel is not the guy. They're just 6 for 12 in save opportunities. When you're only 50% in save opportunities, Mike, that's not good.
No, but and I've heard some people say, you know, they're ready to give up on Butler, or they shouldn't, because everybody's taken the Bay Area. They've had a smaller sample size than I have. I've got to see them play. I've seen Butler play Corpus Christi when they come here. I see Jacob Wilson play here to start the season. He's an incredibly smooth fielder. It's you think he's not getting the ball, and he's just really smooth and really good. But the Butlers and, you know, Denzel Clark, and, you know, I don't know what we're going to do at third. We'll see. I'm still a Brett Harris man.
Well, you know what I would say to that, to anybody that says, well, I'm tired of seeing this guy? I would say, well, have you seen him every day? And the answer is no. I mean, at some point, is it just going to be better off to say, all right, this is what we are going to do. We are going to play a set lineup, and I know I'm like a broken record. We're going to play a set lineup for over a month. You're going to show up every day. I don't care who's pitching. You're playing. And we're going to see what you got. And we're going to play it every day. But that's not in this front office's nature. They didn't do this when the team was good, let alone where they are now. But if that would be the one thing, and that's kind of what I've said now for a while, is I rather try and win now and build for the future at the same time.
I agree.
And that would be, I'm playing Blade every day. I'm playing Ruiz every day. I'm playing Butler every day. I'm throwing him into the deep end of the pool, and I'm saying learn how to swim.
Well, look at Butler's play in right field the other night. Everybody was disgusted. I believe that was a young man trying to make a play and stop it and save the game for his team. It was a mental mistake. But Esty made those mistakes last year, and if you watch him this year, he will pull up and give the guy the single. He's not going to give the guy the double.
Part of it, too, is how many times – I think it was Bobby Crosby, and thank you, Mike, for the phone call. I think it was Bobby Crosby who said on our air the other day that he was 0 for whatever. Maybe we need to have Bobby back on. He was 0 for whatever. And Billy Beane came up to him and said, hey, relax, you're my shortstop. You're playing no matter what. That's all Billy Beane had to say. Remember, Billy Beane is one of the few general managers in the history of the game who hung out in the clubhouse and talked to the players on a daily basis and was always around, and he was going to the spread. And So these players who have the GM feel, because a lot of GMs, you won't see them. The players won't see them. They don't want to interact with the players. That's the manager's job. They talk to the players through the manager. Billy Beane roamed the halls of the school like the principal. He knew everybody. And he told. He didn't need to go through the manager. Told Bobby, you're playing, man. Relax. You're going to play every day. But also tells you who was making the lineup out. Just to throw that out there. But Beane said, you're playing. And it allowed Bobby to relax. So you know what? This is what I would do. But once again, I don't matter. But this is what I would do. I would say, Ruiz, you're playing left. I know they don't like his mechanics of his swing. I don't care. You're playing left. Blade, you're playing center. Right field is going to be Butler. Every day. Sometimes guys are going to need to get some at-bats. But unfortunately, I'm not going to give a lot of at-bats to Brown right now. Rooker, you're going to DH because I hope you're going to at times hit. Nevin's got to play. Geloff, when he comes back, has to play. Other than that, I don't know, and you're going to have Langoliers play. I mean, there was a time where I felt Toro had to play. Now I'm like, until Geloff gets back, fine, put Toro at second. But I need to see Ruiz, Blade, and Butler just play. You're going to play every day. And I want to get Noda going again, too, by the way. And Nevin has earned the right to play every day. But this is not going to happen. We can talk about it till the cows come home. It's not going to happen. I would bet that's the only way we're ever going to get some consistency with these players is if you allow them to have consistency. The only thing that's constant is no consistency. And what happens when you have no consistency? So you want to have no consistency, but you want to consistently score runs. Tell me how that works. Every day is going to be different, but we want every day to be different and to be productive. It's hard to do. Numbers can say whatever they want. You're still dealing with human beings. The number is 833-625-2278. It's okay, though. Pauly Blackburn on the mound tomorrow. Win tomorrow. You take 2 out of 3, and everybody's going to be calling, talking about how great it is. Trust me. A's get shut out today in Baltimore 7-zip. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not-a-bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
Hey, Oakland A's fans, step up to the plate with Xfinity Internet. Get the fastest speeds and low lag streaming for an incredible viewing experience that knocks it out of the park. And you'll have a consistent connection with reduced buffering and freezing, so you can stay in all the action inning after inning. When it's game time, make sure to catch it all with internet that's powerful and reliable. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Many factors affect speed. For factors affecting speed, visit Xfinity.com/network management.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Mustang Matt, you are now on the program. Oh, Mustang.
I got you. I'm here. I'm sorry. I had me on mute. Rookie mistake.
Wow, Mustang, so you're better than that.
I know, but just to show you how much I'm doing some extra homework, I'm watching the game again. So I'm trying to get some brownie points for tomorrow.
You're watching this game again?
Yeah, I rewound it back to the fourth inning. I was just trying to figure out what Sears is doing. And obviously, you know, the first hit was, you know, basically a fastball middle. You know, and we got a runner on first, trying to figure it out. But, you know, sometimes you got to be a sicko. Sometimes you got to watch stuff and you got to go, man, I wonder what happened. What kind of tendencies can we see or maybe hope to change?
Put the remote down, man. Put the remote down. Stop what you're doing.
Tell you what, here, I'll do this. I'll put it on MLB Network.
Thank you.
And roll that in the background.
God, man, the draft's on. There's so many other things you could be doing than going back and watching your team lose 7-0. There's nothing you can do to change it. You could have all the answers in the world.
No,
it does
not
matter. That's a funny thing. It's like people like get on me about stuff. It's like there's nothing I can do that's going to change anything that is happening.
Control the controllables.
Thank you. There is nothing that I can say or do that is going to change anything that's happening in the A's world.
I totally agree, but you know what? I'm going to root for the Colorado Rockies to beat the Houston Astros, so that'll make me at least feel a little bit better. Astros are up 4-2 right now, but I believe they're playing in Colorado. So
No. They're playing in Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
I was
looking at the background going, oh, okay.
This is the brilliant game that baseball decided to send two of its teams to represent its sport internationally.
That's good. We want to grow the game.
I mean, if you want to grow the game of baseball, send the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, man. And just as we say that, the poor guy at play just got drilled twice in the same pitch.
By the way, no offense to the Colorado Rockies, but yeah, you want to grow your game internationally, you send the Rockies.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing glass half full today.
Are we?
Yeah, let's start with yesterday's game. We are walking on an absolute razor's edge coming back. Our pitching is doing backflips and everything that they could possibly do. And you know what? It gives us a chance tomorrow for a series win. And as much as today was like a rough game to watch, I thought that it was nice to see a pitcher throw more than 90 pitches and not just yank them. Because we need, if you're going to have a fighting chance tomorrow, you must have some arms ready for the bullpen. You can't just have five or six guys come out and, you know, pitch and matchups and you're down. Our watermark is three runs essentially for the season.
Well, and if you notice, Mustang, to take that a little further, why JP Sears, where, you know, there's times where, I mean, my God, look how quick the hook was that Mark Kotze had for J.P. Sears when he was throwing a no-hitter. He gave up one hit. Mark Kotze was running to the mound to take him out, right? And none of us really like that. And here he's given up seven runs, and you leave him in, and you allow him to go longer. Well, the reason it's obvious that Mark Kotze knows he's playing, what, 18 games in 19 days? And he knows if he can get as far as he possibly can with Sears and then with Kelly, he can reset his deck with his bullpen. And now you've given a full day off to Miller. You've given 2 days off to Ursig. You give a day off to McFarlane, right? Adams has had a day off. So now he goes into this series finale. He's got guns a-blazing. He's got Paul Blackburn, and he's got a full stack deck for his bullpen to try and win this one game and take 2 out of 3, which would be a huge confidence builder.
I agree. Now, if only we can find some way to have a no-brainer game where the guys just
wait. What is that?
And they hit.
What is that?
That is when you are so far ahead that you're laughing in the dugout and you don't care about the last four innings.
I don't know what that is. Until I see that, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I got to see one of those in person once. I got to sit next to Ken Griffey Sr. when Griffey was going after his 500th home run, and I think we won the game like 20-4 or something silly.
You're hanging out with the World Series champion, the All-Star Ken Griffey Sr.?
That was it. You know, I didn't want to chat him up too much. I just I leaned over and said, "I've got a baseball card with you and your son on it," and I just wanted to say, I appreciate your game and what your family's done for baseball. And he's like, "Thank you." But he was I had to lean to the left side because, you know, you can't share armrests with one. And then, of course, Griffey's wife was like, "Hey, you're going to protect us with that glove of yours?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." So that was pre-net. We were like four rows back from the dugout of the opposing team. So it was a good day.
Yeah, he had Ken Griffey Jr. had a great career. He won multiple World Series. He was All-Star, Gold Glove. Was he a Gold? He might not have been a Gold Glove, but he had a terrific career. He was on both Big Red Machine teams, and he's in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. I mean, he had a great, yeah, let's see. He's a career 296 average, 2,143 hits, 152 dingers, 895 RBIs. I mean, played forever. I mean, so I.
What was that batting average? What was the career batting average again?
You're allowed to have something that's this high. It's hard to believe after 19 years. The man was in Major League Baseball for 19 years, and he hit 296 for 19 years and had a 790 OPS. He almost got to that 800 mark. 12 years in Cincinnati, 5 with the Yankees, 3 in Atlanta, and then 2 with his son, Ken Griffey, in Seattle. 19 years in the big leagues, he hit 296. We haven't had a 300 hitter since Donaldson.
Yeah, you have to go back quite a ways. That's why when I was listening to the stat runoff, I'm like, 296 for a career? That means he probably had, you know, a 330, a 320, maybe, I don't know about 340, but or he was just incredibly consistent and hit between, you know, 280 and 315. Because
well, I'll give it to you. Full seasons, he had a 305, a 336, okay, put it this way. For the World Series team in 1975 in 132 games, he hit 305. Then next year in 1976 in 148 games for a World Series team, he hit 336. Then the next year, 318, 288, 316. He had another year of 311, 306, 306, another 303, 308. I mean, this is what players did. They could hit. They could hit.
Yeah, now we're so worried about launch angles and everything else, and it's like
we don't care about batting average. We don't care.
Yeah,
but we don't score runs either.
Well, don't you miss the days when you saw someone that batted that was hitting 200, and you say that guy sucks, he shouldn't be in the majors, and now you've got like I don't know, I guess about 30% of the league that's flirting with within 5 points of 200, and they're out there worrying about how they look in the field, and do I have the drip going? Do I have like my walk-up song? I was like, bro, can you hit like at all? Okay, no, you can't. But this is kind of what we're this you know, the three true outcomes. That's kind of what we're stuck with. So
yeah,
I'm just hoping.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
hoping
it's
tomorrow
a good point.
That we can. I just can we. We have a shot tomorrow to win the series. Win the series for us. I'm calling a score of 5-1. Pauly goes out there and deals, and then you know, let's save Miller for the homestand so we can watch him throw his chunder out there.
All right, I've written it down. I've written down your prediction 5-1. Mustang, please promise me you are not going to rewatch this game. You're going to put down the remote and do something else.
I
promise me
we'll do that.
Promise
Scouts
me.
Honor, I am watching the Houston Astros and the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, that's bad, but not as bad as rewatching this game. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right, the number 833-625-2278. Coming up next, I will pay it off. We're going to take your phone calls, and I'm going to play you something that was said in the pregame, and we're just going to go, okay, this is what was said, but when you really delve into it, you go, we're going to do that coming up next. 833-625-2278. Baltimore shuts out the A's 7-zip. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
1-0 pitch, that swung on a drive to right center. Well, going back is low, looks up, and it is gone! A three-run homer for Blade, and it's 3-1 Athletics.
You're listening to A's Cast.
So here's Ohapi, a right-handed hitter. Ohapi, it's a line drive.
And a leaping catch by Nick Allen going to his left at the rim of the outfield grass. Sensational play by Allen. Perfectly timed. He got up the ladder as high as he could possibly go.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
It's not unknown that we are second to last in the league in scoring runs. So we're definitely, we talked about it yesterday, as an offense trying to create more opportunity without the long ball. And as of yesterday, I didn't realize we were fourth in the league in home runs. So when I addressed the team, I said, you know, we're not really hitting home runs, but we actually are. So I was really wrong in that statement with the team. You know, obviously the home run is really valuable. But I think creating offense is an area that we're trying to, you know, really get better at. And hitting with runners in scoring position, you know, last night in the 10th inning, you have a situation infield in, you know, and we understand no one's trying to hit a ground ball to poolside, but it's an out that we saw a lot last year that we really worked hard on in spring training, and we had success in spring training. Season gets here, I think things just speed up for these young guys. The anxiety of the at-bat speeds up a little bit. You know, so that's the area that we're really looking at and focusing on. And, you know, I think the at-bats yesterday were better in terms of the quality. JJ Bleday, a few walks. Yeah, the ninth inning against Kimbrel with the young players, with Butler taking a walk. Guys, you know, getting on base that way, that's a good sign. So.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
I feel bad for Kotz because he's got to sell something. You know, we just had him on A's Cast Live, the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Betting. Go to nestbetting.com for all your betting needs. And then after we're done, we wrap for a little bit. Yeah, he's not happy. He knows. They've scored 77 runs. And you go, well, they've hit 29 home runs. Well, I investigated it. 19 are solo. 19 solo home runs out of the 29. Teams will give you solo home runs all day long. It is crazy the way people in the front office in our sport will try and sell home runs. Hey, that guy had X amount of home runs. You go, okay, when did he hit him? Give me context. I'll give you context. 29 home runs, 19 are solo. And you've scored 77 runs. So Mark knows, as he said, got hit with runners in scoring position. I mean, Kotze is frustrated by the strikeouts. We were talking to him. The most he ever struck out in a season was 89. He didn't strike out. Kotze's frustrated with the offense. It's tough. But when you get in front of the media, you got to say the right things, right? But it's hard. It really, really is hard. If anybody in the media regurgitates to me, well, they've hit 29 home runs, that's tied for seventh, I'm going to be like, really? You can't live and die off solo home runs. You just can't do it. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, what's going on, Tony? Yeah, you know, that's why I like listening to I like watching the game, but I like listening to the A's Cast because Vince made a comment yesterday when he said that 54% of the A's runs have come off home runs this year. And another thing he said today that got me doing some homework was he talked about how many – and we talked about this last time I called – how many games the A's in the first, like, 50 where they gave up more than 10 runs? And so I go, man, after it got 3-0, I said, you know what? I was watching the game, and I started doing the numbers. You know, like, last year, it took until the ninth series of the season, there were two four-game series, the rest were three-game series. It took to the ninth series of the season before the A's gave up less than 20 runs. They gave up 20, 21, 31, 29, 24. They were giving up a ton of runs. But you know what? Speaking about the offense, they scored 101 runs in their first 28 games last year. They've only scored 77 this year. That's almost less than one run a game. If they would have scored like they did last year with the improved pitching, they might be in first place at, you know, one game over 500.
Isn't that crazy? Like when you say that, I think like the average person, if you mention first place with the A's, I'm scared to do it because I think everybody's just going to think I'm just being some crazy homer. But if you look at the standings and you look at how bad this offense has been, if this offense had scored any amount of runs, it's abnormal what they're doing. If they were somewhat normal, they would be 500 or better, which means they could be tied or leading the division.
Yeah. You know, for as bad as it was last year, the pitching is, man. And it, like I said, the pitching is keeping them in the game. But, man, when, you know, they don't score, they don't hit with runners in scoring position. And like I said, and it's, and I remember I was looking, I think it was after, I can't remember if it was after the second Yankee game, maybe after the second Yankee game, I was looking at the stats, and the A's and the Yankees had the same amount of home runs. I think it was like 26 to 28 home runs. They both had the same amount of home runs, but the Yankees had scored 111 runs and the A's had scored 74. I think it was after the game three, because it was before game four.
Well, think about today. Think about today. So Henderson gets a double, and then with two outs, they go double, base it, base it, base it. How many times I would have to go back and check, and maybe I'll do this maybe tomorrow when I'm prepping for the game. How many times have the A's had five hits in one inning?
I don't even know if it's happened.
There's walks. They didn't walk. Like, they had five hits. They had a double and four base hits. They had five hits in one inning. I'm going to go back and check. I won't do it tonight because I told Mustang Matt to let it go, so I'll have to do the same. But tomorrow when I'm prepping for this game, I'm going to check. How many times have we had five hits in one inning? I bet it probably hasn't even happened.
You didn't tell me to let it go, so I'll look it up.
I'll allow you. If you don't want to have a life tonight, you go look it up. Have we had five or more hits in one inning this year? That's your homework assignment.
I'd look up that Cardinals game when they had a lot of walks in that Cardinals. They had a six-run inning against the Cardinals.
I don't want walks. I want hits. Five hits or more in one inning.
Lot, but I don't know. They might have got five. I'll look that up. But like I say, though, I won't have a life tonight. I'll look that up, and I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll figure it out. But, you know, I mean, be honest. What 11 and 17?
Yeah.
I mean, if I got – and every year I do this, my three regular season win teams were – I took the A's and the Giants. I took the Barrier teams because I get to watch them. And you know what the third team I took, not to be pat myself on the back, our favorite new manager, Stephen Vogt. I said, you know what? I'm going to take the Indians for my third team. They were 79 and a half wins. I said, you know what? If they can play 500 ball, then I'll get a winner. And then I think the Giants were 80 and a half, and the A's were 57 and a half.
Yeah, the A's bet. By the way, the Cleveland bet, wow, that is looking good early. Wow.
Yeah.
You're just bragging right now.
No, I'm not, because I took the A's over 59 and a half last year and got beat, and I took them the year before that and got beat. So I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to play catch up.
All right. Well, I think you got three winners there.
I hope so. But I'll look that up and I'll give you a call.
All right,
and
you give me
I'll
a call.
Out if we had that.
Joe, we're relying on you and your expert research skills tonight. We're relying on you.
All right, Tanny, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have All right, buddy. 833-625-2278. Paging. Do-do-do-do. Dr. George in San Francisco, how are you?
Tanny, I don't know why Major League Baseball is sending the Colorado Rockies to Mexico City when they should be sending the Oakland Athletics and do-do-do-do. Scott Emerson's nice pitching staff to Mexico City.
Well, I mean, George, if you want the world to start paying attention to baseball, of course you're going to send the Colorado Rockies. Nobody has more popularity. No one has better players. No one has better history. No one has better social media traction. I mean, everybody in the world can't get enough of what the Rockies do on Instagram and X. You got to send the Rockies internationally.
Are you saying sending the Rockies to Mexico City is a lot better than sending A's cast with Chris Towney doing with a quality management with Johnny Gomes scouting and recruiting a hothead pitcher in Mexico?
Hey. A's cast is global. Wherever you send us, it's going to work.
I would like to see Johnny Gomes and Chris Townsend in Mexico City doing some scouting with A's Cast Live.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Now you're talking. Now you're talking. We may not come back. We may not come back, but we'll tear it up while we're down there. They'll be like, where did Townie and Johnny Gomes go? I don't know. We've never to be seen again.
We need to control the controllables, but we might have to control the uncontrollables for a bit.
Well, if you put Johnny Gomes and I in Mexico City, there will be some uncontrollables.
And Townie,
control the controllables.
I was watching A's Cast Live yesterday with the Cosse show, and Townie, Mark Cosse said the B word. And Johnny, I know you do not like the B word, but looking at the A's offense, we might have to go with the B word, Johnny.
Oh, bunts?
Yes, sir.
Bunts?
Yes, sir.
Now we're gonna start bunting.
Geloff is out. We need Geloff, but he's out. JD Davis is out. We need to bunt because tomorrow we have Professor P. Slice pitching. The Professor Paulie Slice, a.k.a. P. Gritty, is going to be pitching. He needs some support.
You mean Paulie Pizza? By the way, I personally do not hate the act of bunting. The actual how to bunt, whether you're sacrificing or whether you're bunting for a base hit. I do not have a problem with bunting. My problem is none of these guys know how to do it, so why do I ask them to do it? Because they can't do it, and they're just making outs. Like, if you got somebody who's a great bunter, it's a weapon. But these guys don't know how to bunt, so don't ask them to bunt.
How about, Tony, your boy, Nicky Pyshop? I think Nicky Pyshop might be the best bunter on that.
He's not that good a bunter. I would have thought he's not even that good at it. I mean, Ruiz, Ruiz should be dropping down a bunt every game with his speed. He doesn't know how to bunt. Nobody knows how to bunt. I swear to God, it is unbelievable. It's offensive. It literally is offensive that none of these guys know how to bunt.
It is sad. It is very sad. They know how to strike out. They know how to hit solo home runs, and they don't know how to bunt.
It would be like watching professional golf, and they can't get out of bunkers. Like, they can't get out of the sand. And you're like, well, how can you not get out of sand? Like, they don't know. They don't like being in the sand. They don't know how to do it. You're like, well, it's part of the game. Well, they can't get out of the sand. Well, we can't
bunt. You know what that means? Tad, you know what that means? They need to pinch it with J.P. Sears, because I heard he's a great golfer. On the radio, they said J.P. Sears is a great golfer. He can get the A's out of a bunker. He's probably the best golfer on the A's, they said. Is that true?
I don't know. I'll play him.
Okay.
I'll play him any day of the week. I'll test it out and see what he has. But seriously, that's the thing. Like, I don't want people to think that I don't like bunting. Like, why are you giving away an out? No, there are times when I'm willing to give away an out. I'm willing to bunt. Problem is, I have 13 position players, and not one of them can do it. That's the problem.
In the bullpen, you do have somebody who might know how to bunt.
Who? Lucas Ersig?
Lucas Ersig.
God,
AKA
no.
The
God,
Netflix
no.
Catcher.
He was a power hitter. He's going to be just as bad as these guys.
Oh, God. Daddy, we need to find a way to get offense so Professor Paulie P, a.k.a. Professor Paulie Slice, can get a win tomorrow. I want to win tomorrow. I want to beat these Orioles tomorrow. I want to see you in the treehouse. Townie, where is your Fujinami T-shirt? Did you throw it away?
No, I have it. I would never, ever throw the Fujinami. We have a Fujinami. We got to send you a picture. We have the Fujinami shirt, the giveaway shirt, hanging in the A's Cast – studio there at the Coliseum.
Did you just say you made a Fujinami shrine in the A's Cast studio?
The Fuji shirt still lives inside the A's Cast box in the press box. Tony Kemp got taken down. Tony Kemp's gone. Fuji still lives.
I think we need to have a conversation about how to bring Fujinami back to the A's in the treehouse in the next couple of days. How about that, Tony?
You know, I don't know how to. I don't know
I'll
how
take
to.
It as a 50-50 yes.
I don't know how to. I don't know how to go to David Force and be like, "Hey, David, I got an idea." I just don't think that's gonna. You know, you never. You
if
know,
you go to David Force. Wear the T-shirt. It'll protect you.
You never know. You never know.
Ooh, because there's a lot of things that can be done, and there's a lot of moves that can be made. Also, I would like to help Seth Brown to extend his career. But we can talk about that in the treehouse in the near future.
So you have Seth Brown going to Japan?
Somebody, actually, there's two teams I think would want Seth Brown in Japan.
Really?
Would really want him. Seriously, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm not in the treehouse till Friday.
Until Friday. Okay. Okay.
Friday.
You might see me walk through the door in the treehouse. We'll sit down and have a nice conversation.
I'll be waiting for you.
Okay.
I'm sure we will talk multiple times before then.
I know. I know. Okay, Daddy. Thank you so much. Paging Dr. Emo tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Fuji. Anybody ready to get old Fuge back? I mean, at some point we'll try it. Hey, pitching's not the problem, folks. That's the great thing. Pitching's not the problem. Pitching is giving the A's a chance every single day. I mean, at some point, I mean, Sears is throwing a great game. Things can change. If the A's would have put up some runs, who knows? Maybe that game would have been different. Maybe Sears pitches a little different. You just don't know. What you do know is he gave up a couple runs, and then it's, oh, my God, you already know your team's not going to score. At some point, got to figure that out. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Nestled in the hills of San Jose, minutes from Silicon Valley, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club offers 27 holes of championship golf, a first-class pro shop, practice facility, and great food in the grill. This time of year also means family and business get-togethers. Let the folks at Cinnabar Hills make your event unforgettable while enjoying their award-winning venue. It's all there for you. Championship golf, a great space for any events, and incredible food. See it all at CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, LinkSoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
That's line down the left field line. It's a fair ball base hit. Over to getting the corner is Ruiz. Henderson will score. It's a double for Santander. And the Orioles lead it 1-0. J.P. Sears to the plate in the pitch. That's swung. That's hit past the diving Hernandez into left field for a base hit. Rounding third, Santander. He'll score. It's 2-0 Baltimore. Pitch from J.P. That's hit into right field for a base hit. Wasn't it all that hard? Rounding third is Westberg. He'll score. Going to third base, Mullins. It's 3-0 Orioles.
It's obviously a frustrating one for this, that one. You know, I felt like I had a really good game plan coming in. Made a lot of really good pitches. Obviously, just kind of struggled getting that third out in a couple innings. You know, it's a really good team over there. They just kind of take advantage of some bad pitches, and that's what they did today. And so props to them there. And felt really good. Felt like my stuff was doing really good today. Just one of those days where I just didn't get the results. Sometimes you just have to look back on it and kind of see what you did wrong in those couple pitches and just kind of bear down next time and just know that, you know, I always one pitch away to getting that last out. So, just being a little better, especially with some guys like that with some, you know, some power. So just being a little better later.
This is A's Clubhouse.
I have to do it. Those highlights brought to you by Corona. There's no A's highlights, so I gotta do it. A's shutout, 7-0. All right, quickly to the phones. Let's go to Dennis and Hillmar. Dennis, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey Chris, good afternoon. Hey Chris, as a longtime A's fan since '68, I know they got shut out today, 7-0, but they're 11-17. And I think it was like late May last year when they had their 11th win. So this team, the pitching is there, and we know we got to get our hitting going. But this team is actually a joy to watch compared to last year's team. And, you know, they've already, you know, I really think this team's going to be over 500 by the end of next month. You know, we got some kids down in AAA that are hitting the ball too. So, you know, if we got to mix and match and do what we got to do, we got to go with a hot hand. What do you think?
Well, how do you get hot if you don't play consistently?
Not true.
I agree, play the hot hand, but you got to give some guys, in my opinion, an opportunity to get a hot hand. Right? The only consistency that we have is not having a consistent lineup, not having consistent playing time. That's the only constant. So,
and we got to do like what we did. You know, when how many times did Matt Olson get sent down, up and down, up and down?
Oh, ad nauseum. It was terrible.
Remember that? Finally,
terrible.
They put him in the lineup, plugged him in, and he stayed, and he started producing, and he turned into a, you know, probably one of the greatest first basemen that we've ever had. And so, you know, Ruiz, they gotta bat him. They gotta just stay with him at the top of the lineup. Lefties, righties, doesn't matter. Just stick with him. And, you know, we gotta see what's gonna happen when we get JD Davis back. You know, we still haven't had him for a long period this season. I know it's a young season yet, but I think if you put JD in there, I think things are gonna start to turn around.
It'd be nice to have him back, yeah. Lengthen hopefully the lineup, as they say, because you're hoping at some point. I mean, what do you have? 19 home runs last year. I mean, to give you a guy that can actually swing it, who can actually drive in runs, because I think he had like 70 RBIs. You know, somebody can get, you know, be steady. It would be nice to have a steady third baseman, a steady first baseman, a steady outfield. It'd be nice.
Well, you know, Tony, we got kind of spoiled there because we had a platinum fielder at third base and a gold glover at first base. You know what I mean? That played a lot together, and you know those two positions are the most two important positions on the diamond. You know, in
third and first.
Yes.
Well, I mean, short, catcher, defensively, center field, those guys are very important. But you know what? They're all important. You got to play good defense, and you got to produce, hopefully, from all the positions. But certainly, there are a few where you have to be rock solid. Up the middle,
and
you got to be solid.
And, Tony, you got to admit, for what everybody was saying, these guys are playing a lot better than what everybody gave them credit that they were going to do this year.
There is absolutely no question about it. There's no question about it. This is far better than what people thought. People are now talking baseball. People are talking about the actual team. Mason Miller is breathtaking. He's been so much fun to watch. J.P. Sears had a pretty good run up until today. Paul Blackburn's had a very good run. They've been winning games. They split in New York. You take two out of three in Baltimore tomorrow. Yeah, there's people talking about the A's, and it's not about all the other stuff that's outside the lines. There's actually some talk about this team inside the lines. There's no question. No question. And that's what's frustrating, because that's kind of like that, well, in the end, it's better than we thought. That's like, yes. But if the offense, as Joe pointed out, if the offense was as good as last year, we just said how bad the team was last year. If we had last year's offense at the start of the year with this pitching, we could be in first place.
Yeah, no. Hey, Tony, our pitching this year has been amazing. You know what I mean? I mean, I think, you know, we're down on the mat a little bit, but we're going to pop back up. You know what I mean? We get these kids, like you said, we get a consistent lineup. We get JD back, you know, maybe bring up Tyler and, you know, we'll see if we can get this thing turned around and start hitting the ball, because we start hitting the ball, with a pitching staff, how the pitcher's been pitching this year, and any close game, we put in Mason Miller, and it's pretty much a W.
Appreciate the phone call, Dennis. Let's go to our final call of the day. Let's go to Justin in the Central Valley. Go ahead, Justin. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show. He dropped? Okay, then that's it. That's it. Roberto Duran, no mas. Let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard, and it's brought to you by Chachancy Gold Resort and Casino. Join the ultimate party at Chachancy, where excitement never stops. I guarantee you they're going to be partying tonight at Chachancy, and somebody is going to be a winner. All right, let's do some scores. The greatest international game of all time. You want to rep? You want to grow the game of baseball? This might be the best two games baseball has ever had internationally. Astros Rockies. When you can send 2-7 and 19 teams out there to represent your sport, you know your marketing is strong. Astros lead the Rockies 4-2, top of the sixth. Yeah, can you imagine you're in Mexico City and you're looking at the prices? You're like, what are these guys' records? They're 7-19. Top of the sixth, Royals lead the Tigers 3-0. Look out for the White Sox. Could they win 2 in a row? They're down right now 1-0 to the Rays in the bottom of the second. Bottom of the second. Brewers walked off the Yankees last night in extras. Right now, Yankees lead the Brewers 3-1. And Stephen Vogt and the Guardians, this is round two of this three-round heavyweight fight between the Braves and the Guardians. The Braves got them last night. Right now they're scoreless, top of the second inning. There should be one final. Let me go to the bottom of the scoreboard. That would be – actually, there's a couple. What am I talking about? L.A. beats the Blue Jays again, 4-2. I did not know this until I looked at the notes today, so I'll have it for you. You probably had no idea. The Dodgers own the Blue Jays. The Dodgers now all time against the Blue Jays are 17-9. Wow. They like north of the border. It was the Cardinals over the Mets 7-4. Reds took down the Rangers 8-4. Rangers are just 14-14. That's why we keep talking about the A's could hit at all. They would be close to the top of the division. Red Sox pounded. You want to talk about Mustang Matt talks about a laugher game? This is what he's talking about. Two touchdowns and a field goal at Fenway Park. This could have been like an old school matchup of the Boston Patriots against the Chicago Bears at Fenway Park back when they played football at Fenway Park. They still have Notre Dame football will play there, but yeah, the Boston Patriots used to play at Fenway Park.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? And the Chicago Bears used to play at Wrigley. Red Sox 17, Cubs 0. Nationals 11, Marlins 4. That's it. That's all we got. What do we have in store? It's, Vince, it's bacon and A's tomorrow.
Indeed, Townie.
Because it's, what time does this get? It's 10:35. Wow. That is early.
Getting the bacon ready right now.
You got it sizzled? All right.
Cooking it up. Getting it ready for tomorrow. Getting a big batch of bacon.
Bacon and A's tomorrow at 9:55. You're going to hear from Mark Kotze. You're going to hear from Bobby Crosby. First pitch, Albert Suarez up against, what are we calling him tomorrow? Is he Pauly Pizza? Is he Pauly Winday? Is he Pauly Ground Ball? Is he Pauly Punch Out? What is Pauly tomorrow?
He's Pauly of the above. Pauly the above.
Pauly the above.
All of the above. All of it.
Are you working tomorrow, Marvin?
No, it's Robert.
You're not working tomorrow? Well, you guys.
The legendary Robert Costa back in the studio with you tomorrow.
All right. Well, he better deliver. You know what? Tomorrow, if team wins, he moves on. Team loses, he's out. That's how we should start running this system. You win, you're in. You lose, you're out. It's a must-win for Robert Costa tomorrow. First pitch, 10:35. Pregame show at 9:55. A's get shut out in Baltimore 7-0. Rubber game tomorrow. Get ready, folks. They win this, I guarantee you tomorrow's postgame show is going to be rocking. It'll be a different tune. But you got to score some runs. Please, will you score some runs? Tomorrow right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Swung on a fly ball to left field. Got a chance. Going back. Grossman at the wall. And it is gone. Shea Langeliers has tied it up at three. A two-run shot. His seventh of the year.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's Cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
And the pitch to Jonah Heim is swung on and missed. 11 Ks in six innings for J.P. Sears.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.